Okay, we're picking up with the halachas of the 3 week. Be'ezras Hashem, I hope to be able to send more than I was able to last week and the week before. Mirz Hashem, to continue with the halachas of the 3 weeks. So we're going to discuss the iser to dance. So now there is, in Lashon of the Achronim, is an iser of rikud and mecholos. And Rosh Hashanah brought down in the halachas of in the Sirius Omer, says rikud is one or two people dancing, their mechol is more in a lot of people together in a circle dancing. The Magen Avraham, writing one of the early Achronim, brings down this iser of rikud and mecholos, and he says by shiduchin, by a geisha party, he thinks it's going to be aser already from shivasar betamuz, and that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. So that is, and also the Ben Ish Chai actually brings this down. Again, I don't think Sfardim is machmir about this, even though Ben Ish Chai general, the Shitoso, is many times machmir for the Shita of Ashkenazi Poskim. So this already to dance is going to be aser. L'chora, it's even without music. So, you know, having like a get-together and dancing, the Shiri Regish, a lot of people do a lot of times, is a nice thing to do, but during the 3 weeks, it seems to be that is very highly problematic. Even at a Siyum, I'm a Supak, I don't have a chance to double-check this, but later I'll try without knowing some of my granuncle. To double check this, but I think even at a Siyum, you know, a lot of times you'll sing Torah Hashem Tamima and dance in a circle. I do not think that that's appropriate during the 3 weeks or the 9 days, even more so the 9 days when you're making a Siyum. You could sing, maybe, even singing might be a Shaila. So, Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to double check into that, the lachos specifically by a Siyum, but because I didn't see that brought down, but that is going to be usher to dance even without music. And the other iser is to listen to music even without dancing. That is brought down in the poskim as well. Even for shaila of recorded music, it seems to be that rova poskim are, almost everybody is makbid about this, not to listen to recorded music, even if it's not live. I think Rav Willig has a specific kula. I didn't have a chance to double check exactly how far he goes, but Lamaisa, the Igros Moshe, and the Tzitz Eliezer, and most of the Shiva Aleve, meaning all that came out, all the Akronim, are machmir about this. And even when it comes to the halachas of what we call a cappella, so there, Shlomo Zalman writes that if the a cappella is fast and leading to fast music, so then he thinks pasha, it should be aser. And it seems to be many of the Akronim go like that as well. They say in the name of Rav Yashiv that should be the case as well. B'shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that would be, we don't listen to, even if it's without music, if it's a fast, upbeat song, then that should be aser. However, Shlomo Zalman writes that, he writes in one place that Shirei Regesh, like Chazanos or things like that, he thinks would not necessarily be aser. But he does write, as Lashon is Mikol Makom Nachon Limana B'yamim Elu Af Mishmiyas Shirim She'enam Avin Lirikud. But because l'chora it's a time of sadness, so you should try to avoid it. But if a person, you know, we're going to see that another heterim, if a person needs it for the tzorach that he's depressed or he's sad, and just you cheer him up a little bit, that would be another heter even for regular music. So that is going to be definitely more mutter. But in general, though, just stump to listen to fast upbeat music that is done with a cappella, then that is highly problematic in the postgame as well. Rosh Shlomo Zalman does have another heter with regards to listening to classical music that's brought down in lachos of Sfiras Omer and L'chora Hu Adin over here, that a person like classical music, it should also be mutter, not necessarily be a problem of listening to music, because the whole point is not to bring you delay de simcha. Maybe if it does, then you probably maybe should avoid anyway. But in general, that's something which is going to be avoided if it's fast. If it's classical, then Rav Shlomo Zalman was makeup. Now, other heterim for when it's mutter to listen to music, let's say if a person is in a house, Rav Shlomo Zalman was discussing in case a guy's family is not so frum, so they play music, very fast, fast-paced music. So Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted Lichos Shalom Perkei Aleph Parashat 51, says you don't have to like run out of the house. You don't start dancing, but if it's already playing, then that would be okay. And similarly with regards to the Asher of Chaim Kanievsky, if you're on a bus that has fast music, you have no insert, you don't like put your hands in your ears or like put on headphones. If you're sitting there, you have no point, you're not trying to dance with it, that's okay. And similarly, going out to a restaurant with a friend or something like that, going with a whole group of people might be a little bit shaila of with regards to that if a person doesn't do that during the year of Avelis, then that's the parallel of the 3 weeks. That would be a chumrah of Rav Soloveitchik Shita. So that's something that you should keep in mind, but maybe to be avoided if it's possible to do it after the 3 weeks. But if for whatever reason you're going out to eat, another one person in the floor might be not an issue, and they play music in the background, so that would be similar. If that's not the main reason you're going to eat and to discuss something with somebody, so then lechora that was brought down the same Rav Moshe, the same Rav Moshe Feinstein, they bring down and quoted Modei Yerushalmi on page 128, that would be mutter as well. Also, if you're in an office or you're calling, a lot of times you call these hotlines and they have music playing in the background. So there again, Rav Shlomo Yashiv is also is not going to be, you don't have to stop it. It's okay in that situation as well. If you have a nigun on your phone, a lot of times people have these upbeat, nice nigunim, fun nigunim. So they quote Pesim, also Rav Eliyashiv, that's because it's not, that's supposed to lead you to dance and simcha. Although some of them are very labedic, I don't know. But that's Rav Eliyashiv wants to taina. However, he does write it for Roy, if you're able to switch without a problem for the 3 weeks and for the Shira Somer, the Chora, you should do so. And if it, and two other very important points, that if you work much better when you listen to music, and that's what you normally do, so then that's already called the Tzorach Parnasa, and then for sure, until the 9 days, Rav Nissim Karelitz was Mekel quoted in the Sefer Yad Beveinu Matzarim, that is Rav Nissim Karelitz's Mekel until the 9 days. After that, you'd have to really ask a Sheila Slacha, because that might be, even there, might be problematic. And while driving, this is another big heter. I think I've heard B'Shem Rav Nevin Tzalvi Mekel. I don't want to quote Rav Nevin Tzalvi if I'm wrong, but I definitely see, according to the Asher Ish B'Shem Rav Yashiv, in Simon Samaches Os Zayin, that Rav Yashiv was Mekel to, in order to stay alert while you drive, and you're afraid you're going to be tired. That for sure is going to be a heter during the 3 weeks. 9 days, a little bit more problematic, but again, if there's even a Shaila of Sakana, L'chorot Pasha, you could be Mekel in order, if you needed to drive somewhere, to, because the whole purpose there is not at all to listen, just to keep you awake, so that, and that's the safety, that's something that is going to be permitted. Now, two other things before we wrap up is with regards to Ketanim, we're of the Gil of Chinuch, so then even for that, Lechora, it should be problematic. That's a Shaila, exactly what age they are. It's not so clear what exactly the age of the people who know. How old are they? You know, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, different. You have different ages. People quote, what is the age of chinuch? But below them, lechora playing for them, Rav Nevin Tzal was mekel with regards to Shiras Omer. I'm assuming when I asked him about this, I'm assuming that it would be the same thing with regards to the 3 weeks. Maybe the 9 days might be different, but that would be okay for ketanim below the age of chinuch. And if somebody is like depressed, the person is very sad, then that's also clear. Rosh Mazalman is mekel to if its whole purpose is just to remove sadness, not to give you simcha, but to remove sadness. That's where Rav Shlomo Zalman was talking about. An Amana was very sad in her Yoz Beit Chodesh, and in regards to Sriyasa Omer, also that would, he was Mekel for a person who's in a very sad state to be Mekel. So with regards to a person who's learning an instrument, that also is brought down L'chumra. Moed Kochai writes that we should be machmir about this, even practicing an instrument. However, if it's a tzarach parnasa, then it's a hafsid mamon, then until Rosh Chodesh Av, Ashkenazim can be mekel as well. So that would be something which is going to be, if it's your parnasa, it's your job. However, if it's not, then you should lechora be avoided. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with more of the halachas with regards to Sudas. I'll try to clarify Sudas Mitzvah, Be'ez Hashem, and get into a few more halachas, wrap up the halachas of singing, and then move on to the next topic, Be'ez Hashem.